I'm Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio News. Good afternoon. It's 4:32. I'm sitting in for Mackenzie Bates. He's on assignment in Starkville, Mississippi. GOP presidential hopeful Ben Carson will return to Alabama next week. The Republican contender will appear at the University of South Alabama Mitchell Center for a free rally next Thursday afternoon. There'll be a fundraiser at a private residence afterward. Governor Robert Bentley signed an agreement this morning to avoid a lawsuit over noncompliance with the 1993 Motor Voter Act. APR student reporter Kendall Warman explains.
The law is designed to make it easier to register to vote and requires driver license applications to be treated as a voter registration form. Bentley says the state agreed to make adjustments to the driver's license process to make sure people are registered as required. The U.S. Department of Justice threatened to sue Alabama for not complying with the act earlier this year. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says the state has already made improvements to voter registration in the state.
We've initiated a number of positive changes in regard to voter registration and photo ID availability. The Justice Department has been very pleased with what we have done to increase participation from all citizens and make it as simple as possible.
Bentley calls the noncompliance by Alabama as an oversight and says the state intends to obey the law. For APR News, I'm Kendall Warman in Tuscaloosa.
AP's number 3, Alabama, is heading to Starkville, Mississippi Saturday to face number 20, Mississippi State. The Bulldogs are 7-2 on the season, while the Crimson Tide is 8-1. Coach Nick Saban says that his team knows MSU is very good on both sides of the ball.
This is going to be a real challenge in preparation, you know, for our offense, and it's going to be really important that, you know, our guys have a good understanding of what they need to do to be able to execute, you know, against this multiple front defense.
With two SEC contests remaining, Alabama controls its destiny to get to the SEC championship with a 5-1 record in conference play. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. tomorrow on CBS. And today might be a good day to stay off the road. At least that's the gist of a new study from the University of Alabama. Researchers took a look at traffic crash statistics and found that today is one of the worst days of the year for accidents. Specifically, the report finds that the Friday closest to November 15th is the worst day every year for fender benders. The study says that over the past 5 years, 138 crashes have occurred close to the 15th, especially among younger drivers. Bundle up tonight. We have a freeze warning in effect from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. for the Tennessee Valley and a frost advisory in effect tonight from midnight to 7 a.m. This is Alabama Public Radio.